Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better. Previously on The Second Coming of Hugo. Hugo found himself stuck at his closet boss's house, brought there by the boss's inappropriate wife, in effect to have her husband's wardrobe updated. After sharing his own pain after over-cheating spouse to his boss, Hugo left with a pay rise and a desire to date a single man.
Paul?
Hugo.
Hi.
Glad we could finally meet.
Yeah, me too.
Have a seat. And I got a jug of beer, if that's all right.
Oh, of course. Thanks a lot.
Was glad I got your message. We've been chatting a while. You know, I was worried we'd never get a chance to meet up.
Sorry, I've just been trying to be careful.
No, I get it. It's refreshing to have someone want to get to know you first and not just your cock size.
Even on a sleazy hookup site.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. But I'm not just looking for hookups anymore.
Nice.
And you?
Well, my best friend thinks that's all I should be looking for.
Oh, the breakup.
Yeah. He also made me promise I wouldn't talk about it.
Look at you breaking rules.
Oh, he's probably right, though. I mean, talking about Oliver is probably the worst thing that I could do.
Oh, no, I could think of worse things. You know, your mum is about to join us to suss me out. You're just on parole. Or you plan to lure me to your cabin in the woods to skin me and mount me like a trophy.
That sounds like a porn I once saw.
Really?
No, oh, God, I don't actually know why I just said that.
Nerves.
Yeah, probs.
So tell me more about you.
Oh, besides
the things we've chatted about online. And that wasn't a cock size cue. I should stop talking too. Looks like we're both nervous.
Yeah, it actually probably makes me feel better.
Oh, good. Good. So something about you.
God, I don't know.
Oh, come on, impress me.
Pressure?
Well, not really. I already know you're intelligent, articulate, and handsome.
Handsome.
Yeah, definitely.
And I get the feeling you're quite the charmer.
Oh, I've been accused of it, but only when I'm attracted to someone.
Is it hot in here? I do think it is hot in here. And no, that was not a cue for another line either.
I wouldn't dream of it.
So I suppose I should tell you a few things about me before this gets us into any trouble.
Oh, but I do like trouble.
I can tell. But a story. How about I tell you about the first time I came out to my mum?
Interesting first date topic.
Well, you wanted an impressive story.
No, I did.
Okay, so I was 15 and my parents had gone away for the weekend. I found out my friend Tegan's older brother was gay.
Oh, you didn't invite him round, did you?
Oh, God, I wasn't that brave and I was hideously closeted. Instead, I went through his room when he wasn't home and I found his large porn stack. So, I borrowed a VHS.
You stole it.
Okay, so I stole it. And while I was watching it for the first time in the lounge room, and I was buck naked, and the sound was blaring, and I'm happily masturbating.
No.
Yeah. And my parents had forgotten the key to my auntie's holiday house, and Mum walked through the front door just as I was ejaculating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you know what my mother did?
What?
She laughed. I ran from the room and I could still hear her laughing from across the other side of the house. I mean, ask her about it now and she'll still fall over with laughter. It's her favourite story.
That sounds rather scary.
Yeah, it was. But at least I knew that I'd never have to sit down and have the talk with her. She already knew.
So she was okay with it?
Yeah, apparently said she always knew I would be. So it was a relief to find out, even though she said she could have done without the porn, nudity and semen.
That's hilarious. And good choice of story. You know, it feels like I know you more intimately now.
And that's a good thing?
Oh, I'd say so.
Wow. Hugo?
Oliver, what the hell are you doing here?
Meeting friends for a drink.
Well, don't let me stop you.
It's good to see you.
Well, I wish I could say the same.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. I want us to be friends.
Yeah, and I want you to be... No, I'm not going to get into this now. I'm moving on.
Are you on a date?
Why should that matter to you?
Hi, I'm Oliver.
Oh, I know.
Have you been talking about me?
Oh, as if. I try not to utter your name.
We've met before.
Have we?
You don't remember me?
Oh, my God. Did you hook up with him?
No.
Yeah. A year ago. We met on Grindr. You came to my place in the Docklands.
A year ago? Did he say he had a boyfriend?
No. But I could tell.
Why would you tell him this? He's going to get all hysterical now, like he always does.
Why would I expect anything less from you? How can I even date now? You've probably fucked every man in Melbourne.
Oh, stop being so dramatic. God, you wonder why I cheated. What the hell?
Ah, well, you can have my drink in your face. I'm going home.
But what about our date? It was going so well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul, but you helped him cheat. I know you didn't know me then, but I just can't get past it. I need to go home, get drunk, cry, and angrily masturbate. I'm sorry, Paul. And Oliver, go throw yourself in front of a tram.
The role of Hugo was played by
Wayne Tunks.
The role of Paul was played by
Josh Carley.
The role of Oliver was played by
Corey Gale.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.